Rick Welts joins us on Sports Byline, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Phoenix Suns, and you probably know that he went public recently in a story in the New York Times about being a gay man. He is the first prominent American sports executive to come out and be openly gay. Rick, first of all, take me through the thought process of you making this decision.
Well, I guess it's a culmination kind of lifelong journey of mine. You know, it's mine and mine alone, and I wouldn't impose it upon anybody else. But I think I just reached the point where I decided that the sacrifices that I had made over the course of my career that I felt at that point were necessary to have the career that I wanted to in sports, that it no longer outweighed kind of the sacrifice that I was making. And second, the bigger decision for me, I guess, was if I was going to go down that road, would there be some good that could be done if I chose, instead of to deal with it privately, to do it in a much more public way, which obviously is the way that I ended up deciding to go.
How much of your professional career, the career path that you've taken, dictate to you about not coming public before now?
I think it's just the fact that we have an incredible discomfort talking about the subject in men's team sports. I don't really ever feel like I dealt with a hostile environment at all. I think, you know, my silence was in some way self-imposed, but also a product, I think, of the culture of men's team sports, where it's just an area where we're incredibly uncomfortable of having a discussion and would rather not talk about it than have an intelligent discussion about it.
Is there any correlation, Rick, between someone's sexuality and the way people judge and feel about someone racially? I mean, is there a correlation there? Because it took us a long time in society to move beyond, the black and white situation.
Well, I'm sure there are some parallels. The bigger difference, I would say, would be that one is inherently visible and one isn't necessarily so. So I do think the experiences are a little bit different, because I lived my professional life knowing that, you know, in my mind I was different than the majority of the people I was dealing with, but that was not something they necessarily could ascertain just by looking at me, as the color of my skin would be.
Is there any differentiation between team sports and individual sports, a person being gay in either one?
I think so. I mean, I think the culture of men's team sports requires, by definition, the trust and confidence of other people to be successful. And that's, I believe, an impediment to anybody taking the step. Where an individual sport athlete, I do think, can rationalize a little more that it really doesn't matter what other people competing in the same sport think, because it doesn't really affect their ability to be successful.
Also, I'm just wondering whether you think this is something more American than it is internationally. And I say that because if you look around the world, if you look that there are gays serving in the Canadian military, there's gays serving in the Israeli military as well, and other militaries around the world, and throughout society in other parts of the world, it seems to be accepted and implemented into society of those other parts of the world. So I'm just wondering whether this is primarily an American puritanical point of view.
Well, I think it probably isn't uniquely American, but I do think that there are other countries and cultures that have gotten beyond this, even in sports. I mean, I think it's there are, you know, some prominent European athletes who've taken the step, and it's not something that we've seen here yet. So, yeah, there has to be something about kind of the American sports culture that has made it harder for this to come to the forefront.
What type of step do you think that this will be? In other words, you're coming out for the athlete who plays the sport, because I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they said, you know, if you have somebody who is a star in a sport and they come out, it's going to be more readily accepted rather than if it's a fringe player.
Well, I think my doing what I did doesn't necessarily translate into an athlete having more confidence in how they'd be accepted. I mean, I one thing that I obviously had to struggle with, there's nobody in a position like mine who had taken this step, and I couldn't sit back and watch and see and judge for myself what effect that might have. So there was a huge unknown there. And I think that's the biggest obstacle for an athlete. It's inevitable it's going to happen, but there's no one that and a current athlete can look to say, boy, you know, I was able to see the experience that somebody else had and at least better gauge the experience that I'm likely to have if I took this step. So it's a, you know, I think it's going to be truly heroic when a professional athlete in the prime of his career in the United States takes that step, because I think there is some risk. I mean, there's money involved. Careers are short. These are, by definition, young people. There's endorsements to think about, and there's no one who's done it before to give you a path to know just how it might turn out.
You know, when I think about the NBA, I wasn't surprised. You know, I know it's an individual decision, but I really think after what Charles Barkley said about, look, we all know we've played with gay athletes, and he said, I'd rather have a talented gay athlete than someone who is untalented overall. And Stephanie Salter, who is a friend of mine, who was a sports writer, she was the first woman to cover the NBA, and she said to me, you know, it was the NBA that was the most enlightened. She said they didn't care that a woman was covering the sport or were in the locker room. Is there something about the NBA off of what Charles said and Stephanie said that maybe makes you think that they would be comfortable if a player came out and said that they were gay, active player?
I think so. I mean, I think your portrayal of the NBA perhaps is a little more in touch with general societal views today than maybe some of the other sports are, I think is accurate. I have a lot of theories about that. I do think that the NBA's success compared to baseball and football is relatively new, and organizations in the NBA have grown dramatically, but they've grown much more recently than organizations in baseball and football. And because of that, I think the people involved with the sports, their gender, their color, their religious backgrounds tend to be more diverse than what you find in the other sports that have been so successful for so long. Not that there's any policy to avoid that in those sports, but it's just, you know, inherently they have kind of an infrastructure that has been in place much longer. So I do think the NBA has a bit of an advantage there in being more reflective of contemporary society, which I think is one of its appeals. And I think that because of that, it's closer to being in step on issues like this than maybe some of the other sports are.
You mentioned about the racial makeup and the color of the league, and I think you're absolutely right about that, because I think one of the things that does differentiate the NBA from maybe the other sports is it's a more urbanized sport, and because it's dominated by African Americans, I think that they understand what it's like to go through difficult times, and so I think they're a little bit more open-minded. The other aspect is that a lot of the African-American players that I've met in the NBA, they seem to not adhere to old philosophies. Is that another characterization that I'm, generally speaking, I'm right about?
Oh, boy. I don't think I've given that enough thought to decide whether or not I agree with you on that one or not. I just think the sport in totality is more reflective of our society today than maybe some of the others are at this point.
How important is it going to be for a league like the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NFL to take the next step, or to at least let people in the league, the players, organizations, know that if there is a gay player and they want to come out, they'll feel comfortable about and have the support of the league?
Well, I think there's been a series of events, my story in the Times being one of them, that's taken place in the last couple months that has elevated the quality of the dialogue quite dramatically over what we've had in the past. And, you know, while some people may take a look at what happened with Kobe or Joe Kim Noah, you know, and using a racial slur in the heat of the moment in a game as a negative and a sign that we haven't accomplished that much, I really do think those were both really learning moments. And I think it made a huge point that the NBA wasn't going to tolerate that behavior as being an acceptable part of the game. But I also think it made kind of a bigger point that, you know, people need to think about the words that they use and the meaning that they may have and the impact they may have well beyond what was really intended in the heat of the moment. And I think that's really valuable. And I think that will, as we kind of look back on this 10 years from now, will be seen really more as a constructive time than as a setback.
What type of reaction did you get or have you had since you came out?
Overwhelming would be an understatement. Humbling would be completely accurate. I am still trying to answer the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails that I received, a couple hundred, you know, handwritten letters, people who, it's a combination. It's great to hear from people I've worked with throughout my career, you know, encouraging and you know, being very supportive. And at some level, I might have expected that. The ones that may, to me, be more meaningful in the long term and have the most impact on me are the, you know, the outreach from parents, from kids themselves, from other people in professional sports on the administrative side who really wanted to just reach out, one, to, I guess, say thank you, but also to connect with somebody that they thought could understand their own story. And, you know, that's pretty humbling. And
anything surprise you about the reaction?
Yeah, I really was prepared. I think anybody who would think about going into something like this would be prepared for some level of negativity. And it almost, I almost hate to say it because it sounds so unrealistic, and it was not what I was expecting when I tell you that out of all the people who figured out a way to call me, to text me, to email me, or write me a letter, there hasn't been one, not a single expression of, you know, negativity about it, which I was prepared for some amount of that, and it hasn't materialized. I'm quite amazed at that, and it almost sounds unreal, which is, you know, I kind of hesitate to tell people that.
What does that tell you about human understanding and human acceptance, even for something that, you know, can be controversial like this?
Well, you know, one thing I think is pretty obvious in reading through all these is there is something generational going on here, too. Maybe my favorite interaction, actually the day the New York Times article appeared, I was on the phone with my 13-year-old niece, Lexi, in Seattle, and she couldn't wait to get on the phone to tell me that her, as she described it, her coolness factor at school had increased 10 times when people found out I was her uncle. And thinking back to my, you know, 13-year-old years, I'm not quite sure it would have been the same reaction.
I know this is an individual decision, but what advice would you give to, say, any athlete, any professional athlete who may be, you know, thinking about the same thing and coming out as during an active career?
You know, I think it is such an intensely personal thing. The only advice I would give is, you know, to be sure you're ready to take the step. It's going to be a different set of circumstances that cause somebody to take that step than those circumstances were for me. And, you know, you're weighing what you see as the potential benefits, both personal and perhaps in moving this discussion along against what are the perceived risks of how it will affect a short and potentially lucrative career. So, you know, I just think it's great to talk to friends and family and really get yourself in a state of mind where you're confident that you're prepared to take the step. And I think that'll be a different path for everybody, but it's going to happen.
We only have a minute left, Rick, but are you comfortable with kind of becoming a spokesperson? I mean, I know you've been interviewed an awful lot, and I'm sure people do turn to you for speaking engagements about this subject.
You know, I think I knew what I was signing up for in that regard. I didn't give a lot of thought to how to manage that from this point on. So much effort went into getting up to that point. So I have you know, some sorting out to do now that the dust has settled a little bit to figure out what it is that I should do from this point on to really be responsible in terms of the opportunity, frankly, that I've been given to be a focal point of the dialogue.
Well, let me just compliment you, not only for what you did as an individual decision, but the manner in which you've handled it as well. I think it was a gigantic step, and I think it's going to bring more enlightenment to society in general, but particularly to sports overall. And I appreciate you spending some time with me, Rick, and sharing your thoughts and your insights as well. I hope we'll stay in touch. Let me know if I can do anything to help. Thanks, Rick.
Much appreciated, Ron. Thank you.
Rick is the president and chief executive officer of the Phoenix Suns. And also at one time, he was the third highest ranking officer in the NBA. And he recently went public as a gay man in an interview in the New York Times. And he is the first prominent American sports executive to come out and be openly gay. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.